Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. For Tall Stories number 60, we head to Beirut to visit the grounds of L'Aziza Brewery, which is the oldest brewery in the Middle East. But it won't be for much longer, as our own Venetia Rainey explains.
This old advert for L'Aziza sums up what the Lebanese beer once stood for: drinking and good times. Founded in 1931, L'Aziza was Lebanon's best-known beer for decades. It was the drink of choice for many of those from across the Middle East who visited during Lebanon's golden age in the 60s and early 70s to let their hair down and enjoy Lebanon's superior nightlife culture. The symbol of that boozy legacy was the L'Aziza building, the oldest brewery in the Middle East. Even after war damage meant production at that site ended in the 90s, the huge pockmarked concrete building remained a potent reminder of what used to be. The large Grand Brasserie de Levant sign over the entrance has become iconic. Locals often speculated about what the space could be used for if it was just given a bit of TLC. But it seems that chance will never come. As of earlier this year, demolition has begun to make way for a new complex of luxury flats and commercial spaces, designed by well-known Lebanese architect Bernard Khoury. Mar Mikhail Village, as it will be known, is set to be a feast of gleaming glass and grey slate, and will rise several stories above the original building, dwarfing the surrounding neighbourhood. With private swimming pools and rooftop villas, it looks to be yet another high-end development project aimed at Lebanon's elite and lacking any coherence with the architecture or atmosphere of the area. Only a small portion of the southern facade of the building is supposed to be kept. The brief for the project on Bernard Khoury's website includes a particularly interesting line that explains how its relationship with the building's history rests on the acknowledgement of its unfortunate demolition, the tracing of its now absent morphology, and the poetry of its vital disappearance. If you're looking for a euphemistic way of saying a building will soon exist only in residents' memories, this is it. Unsurprisingly, many Lebanese are outraged. This enormous building has a built-up area of around 9,000 square metres, with multiple floors, sections and nooks. It's run down, but not unusable. And there had been hopes that although the low ceilings mean it's not suitable for housing, it would be renovated for another use, such as a library or some other cultural institution. The possibilities were endless to create something that both incorporates the site's significant history and caters to the needs of existing local residents. Such projects are in seriously short supply in this city. But that's the story of Beirut's architectural heritage. The city is plagued by the absence of consistent building regulations and laws protecting anything built after the 1930s, which essentially lets developers with money do whatever they want. There are so many buildings to save here, from Art Deco apartment blocks to brutalist 60s cinemas. Activists can only fight so many battles. This one is lost. Lovers of Beirut's heritage will have to hope that next time they will be luckier.
That was Venetia Rainey with this week's edition of Tall Stories. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.